Bert Rattan and Paul Allen are back together. Southwest signs a firm order which is Boeing's biggest ever. And Japan is expected to pick the F-35 as its new fighter. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, December 14th, 2011. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has announced a new collaboration with Bert Rattan, and it's called the Stratolaunch System. Picture a mothership like the original White Knight, only an order of magnitude bigger, as in six engines like those used on the 747, and a wingspan of 380 feet. The point is to be able to safely carry a booster rocket weighing up to 490,000 pounds from an airport-like facility to remote areas for launch, eliminating the need for dedicated spaceports and lowering costs. The Stratolaunch aircraft will be developed by Scaled Composites, the company Rattan founded and from which he officially retired earlier this year. Scaled is now a subsidiary of Northrop Grumman. The first demo is expected in 5 years, and the multi-stage booster will be built by SpaceX. Stay tuned and hang on. Boeing's new 737 MAX is a re-engined version of the popular 737 single-aisle airliner, which was announced this year to compete with the runaway success of the re-engined Airbus A320neo. The timing of Boeing's decision to commit to the plane was forced in part by American Airlines, which was about to order a large number of new aircraft for its fleet. But now, with American in bankruptcy, Southwest Airlines has become the first carrier to place a firm order for the 737 MAX. And it's a big contract, 150 737 MAXs and 58 of the current 737 next-gen design. It's the largest single order in Boeing's history, both by number and dollar volume, worth $19 billion at list prices. Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Jim Albaugh says Southwest, quote, is a special Boeing customer and has been a true partner in the evolution of the 737. Throughout our 40-year relationship, our two companies have collaborated to launch the 737-300, 737-500, and the next-generation 737-700, affirming the 737 is the world's preferred single-aisle airplane. As launch customer for the 737 MAX, Southwest, Boeing, and the 737 continue that legacy, unquote. Southwest will take delivery of the first 737 MAX when the type enters service, and that's expected in 2017. A Japanese business publication is reporting that the government there is expected to choose Lockheed Martin's F-35 Joint Strike Fighter over Boeing's F-A-18 Super Hornet and the Eurofighter Typhoon, likely by Friday. Reuters cites Japan's Nikkei Daily Business News in reporting that while the F-35 is the most expensive of the three choices, its, quote, overwhelmingly superior performance, unquote, and stealth capabilities have put it in the lead to become the choice for the Japan Self-Defense Force. The Japanese government is working to budget 55 billion yen, the equivalent of $708 million, to acquire the first four planes in 2016. By the time Japan's F-35 fleet reaches a projected 40 to 50 planes, the total investment would reach a trillion yen, according to Nikkei. NASA reports its Dawn spacecraft, launched in 2007 to study the giant asteroid Vesta, successfully maneuvered into its closest orbit around the big rock on Monday. The probe is now at an altitude averaging about 130 miles, beginning the phase of the mission known as Low Altitude Mapping Orbit. The primary goal of the low orbit is to collect data using the Gamma Ray and Neutron Detector, or GRAND, and a gravity experiment. GRAND will be looking for the byproducts of cosmic rays reflected off Vesta to reveal the identities of many kinds of atoms in the surface. The instrument is most effective at this low altitude. Close proximity to Vesta also enables ultra-sensitive measurements of its gravitational field. These measurements will tell scientists about the way masses are arranged in the giant asteroid's interior. Still ahead, GE's new turboprop is certified in Europe. A new helicopter EFB is under development for CHC. And U.S. students will get to be the ground crew for an upcoming circumnavigation attempt. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, December 14th. I'm Paul Platt. GE Aviation says a celebration in Prague was held recently to commemorate the certification by EASA of the company's new turboprop engine, the H80. The power plant is rated at 800 shaft horsepower and weighs 382 pounds. It's been undergoing testing on the Thrush 510G AG plane. The H80 becomes the first GE Aviation engine to receive its initial type certification from EASA. It's based on the proven M601, but benefits from 3D aerodynamic design techniques and advanced materials to make it more powerful, more fuel efficient, and more durable, with no recurrent fuel nozzle inspections and no hot section inspection. The H80 engine will feature an extended service life of 3,600 flight hours or 6,600 cycles between overhauls. It will provide the option of a single or dual acting governor, allowing customers flexibility in propeller selection. The H80 has been selected to power the Thrush 510G, the aircraft industry's L410 commuter plane, and TechnoAvia's newly designed Rysochok Twin. It's a 10-seat general aviation aircraft. The Thrush 510's been in flight testing since last year, and entry into service is anticipated early next year. Last month, Aircraft Industries began its flight tests of the H80 in the L410, which is expected to enter service in the third quarter of 2012. GE Aviation says it's ready to support the new engine with a vast worldwide network of service and support centers. Apario Systems says it's undertaken a software development project with CHC Helicopter to provide an innovative and robust electronic flight bag application. The software will run on the iPad, continuing CHC's commitment to a completely paperless cockpit environment. CHC is deploying more than 500 iPads globally to be used for various flight-related activities, including crew training and flight operations. The EFB will standardize CHC's flying operations around the world to shorten accounts receivable cycles, provide more complete information for crew scheduling and maintenance activities, and eliminate in-flight paperwork. It will also provide flight crews with powerful tools for routing, fuel planning, and weight and balance calculations. CHC Helicopter is the world's largest helicopter services company, specializing in transport to offshore oil and gas platforms, civilian search and rescue, and helicopter maintenance, repair, and overhaul. The company is headquartered in Vancouver, British Columbia. Apario Systems LLC describes itself as a recognized leader in the custom development and manufacture of low-cost, innovative avionics solutions for original equipment manufacturers. The company is based in Fargo, North Dakota. If you've been following the news in 2011, you might reasonably conclude that politicians in general, and one major party in particular, don't value aviation as a contributor to the U.S. economy. Well, that doesn't appear to be a problem right now in Maryland. Earlier this month, ARINC joined Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley and First Lady Katie O'Malley on a historic trade mission to India with a delegation of more than 100 Maryland business leaders, educators, and elected officials. That makes it the largest ever trade mission delegation from Maryland. One highlight was a meeting between India's Minister of Civil Aviation, Vayalar Ravi, Governor O'Malley, and ARINC's Asia-Pacific Managing Director Jim Martin to discuss the modernization of India's airports, with reference to a recent tender issued by the Airports Authority of India to upgrade 25 of its airports. O'Malley, a Democrat, commented, quote, "Maryland's recent mission to India yielded impressive results, with nearly $60 million in deals between Maryland and India companies. We are hopeful that ARINC is successful in expanding its already successful operations with the Airports Authority of India," unquote. And finally today, Judith Rice of Think Global Flight began an adventure Tuesday, flying with Carol Ann Garrett from Muscat, the capital of Oman, on a trip which will take the duo through northern India and Thailand by Christmas Day. Rice explains, quote, One of my goals will be to learn how best to fly into India as I prepare for my own future global flight. My second goal will be to connect classrooms across the nation as well as in India, sharing our passion for aviation while incorporating STEM education. Carol Ann's global flights are intended to create a greater awareness for Lou Gehrig's disease, unquote. The circumnavigation planned by Rice for 2013 will involve students in actual ground support roles. On her blog, Rice invites students to follow along as she teaches imaginary flight lessons to Sky Blue, a toy pig. What's that old expression, if pigs could fly? Might have to find a new one. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.